I think a big one is at the gigs themselves, or the way that systemically it is common for gigs to operate. It's a very male-dominated, it's a very patriarchal system, and therefore just subsequently a very patriarchal industry to be in. Now, this definitely differs in places. I'm primarily speaking about our experiences in the States. Like a lot of clubs in New York, you know, you're playing them, and like, to be honest, I don't even think that, like, we're all trans and queer and gay, and oftentimes, like, people just won't even know. Even if they do know, it's not, luckily, not that common that we'll get, like, discriminated in ways, but I think there are times when we know we could. And in those instances, we tend to be pretty reserved, you know, but then we'll compensate in our set and in our performance. And it's kind of hard to not know who we are when we're playing, because we give off that energy. And but also, you know, people look up to musicians and they're seeing this beautiful demonstration of self and art. And it's kind of hard to be like, oh, yeah. I don't know, feel negatively towards that when you're such a kick-ass band. Right.